Terminology.
Access modifiers. PPPI. Private, public, protected, and internal. Internal is to the assembly. Protected is to the inheritance hierarchy. Array. A collection of same data types with a fixed length. It can be instantiated while it's declared using the curly braces. Assembly is an executable or a DLL. It is a collection of classes qualified with a namespace. Assembly, strong named. It's built using a private key distributed with a corresponding public key. It is made up of name, version, culture, and public key token. Class, qualified by a namespace. It contains methods and properties, which are actions and data. It's a template for creating objects. Class, static. It's declared using the static keyword. It cannot be instantiated. Its methods can be called directly using the class name as a qualifier. Class, abstract. It is declared using the abstract keyword. It cannot be instantiated. It must be inherited in a subclass. Its methods may or may not have implementation code. Class that's partial is declared using the partial keyword. It allows dividing its methods, properties, and events into multiple source files. At compile time, the source files are combined into a single class. Class sealed. It is declared using the sealed keyword. It cannot be inherited. Common types. There are three types. Single line, which is the double forward slash, the multi-line, which is the slash asterisk asterisk slash, and XML documentations, which is a triple slash. Constructor, a public method in a class having the same name as the class. It is used to initialize an object, an instance of that class. It does not have a return type. Delegates, essentially function pointers. They're assigned to a variable. They're used for implementing events and callback methods, implicitly derived from the system delegate namespace. Deserialization, the process of creating an object from a byte stream. Enum, declared using the enum keyword, represents a group of constants. The constants are separated by commas. An example is enum, the name of the enum, curly braces, value, comma, value, comma, value, curly brace. Exception syntax, try, catch, and finally. Field versus a property. A field is a variable in a class, usually private. Property is public method get set, controlling access to encapsulated fields. Those are the getters and setters for properties. File class. It's within the system IO namespace. Some of the methods include create, delete, read all text, write all text. Finalize method. It's translated from a destructor. It automatically is called when the garbage collector determines scope objects are no longer in use and is only called by the garbage collector. Garbage collector. Memory recovery feature automatically frees up memory which was allocated to objects and is no longer needed by the program. The global assembly cache. It's a central location where shared assemblies reside. They're available to applications on the computer. Indexer. Class property allowing class collections to be accessed like an array. Interface. A construct containing public-only declarations for methods, properties, and events. Methods have no implementation code. Method. Abstract. A construct only has a signature, no implementation code, defined in an abstract class. Method that's anonymous. Methods without a name, just a body block, cannot be directly invoked when declared. You need not specify the return type because it's inferred from the return statement inside that body. Managed code is code that is executed by the CLR. The runtime type checking. Namespaced. used to organize code into logical groups. It's used to avoid name collisions, keeping one set of names separated from another. Null coalescing operator, the double question mark. If the first value is null, returns the second value, otherwise returns the first value. Used with a nullable value and reference types. So you'd have variable equals expression to check, question, question, and a default value. Argument versus parameter. An argument is passed to a method. A parameter is within a method. The default can be defined if nothing is passed. Reference type. It's a variable. It's a pointer to a memory location on the managed heap. REST API stands for Representational State APIs. They are stateless. Each request includes all the information necessary for processing it. It's a server-side session is not required. Serialization. It's a process of creating a byte stream from an object. A value type. A data value stored in memory, that part of memory known as the stack. Acronyms. CLR, the common language runtime. It's basically a VM component of the .NET framework. It's the runtime execution engine for .NET programs. The GAC, the Global Assembly Cache, machine-wide repository for shared assemblies. IL, intermediary language, it's compiled code. JIT, just-in-time compiling the CR. It converts the IL code to native machine instructions. Some C-sharp features. It's object-oriented. It's type-safe. It's got lambda expressions, it has link, generics, automated garbage collection, async programming. Async. It's used to mark a method indicating it contains asynchronous operations. It's coded before the method name. Await suspends the current method. Does not block the current thread.